take one. It's a little bit marked up. It's sorry about that, but it says Makoras Adrusha Shabbos Agadol Tavshin Samach Tes. This is a Rosh which was given 8 years ago, and the topic is Halel Shel Shira B'Shirei David U'Brichoseya. Now that's a mouthful. Usually I don't have such long titles, but there's a background to this. Halel Shel Shira, which we'll describe soon, is a phrase found in the Rishonim to describe the halal that we say on Pesach nights. It's obviously topical because it's Aleh Shira before Pesach. Shirei David is a phrase you said this morning. When did you say that expression this morning? Come on, guys. You all said, what did you say? In Baruch Shama, excellent. Shirei David Avdecha. So that means it's referring to what we call in our language. What do we call that? What do we call the things after Baruch Shama? Sukkah de Zimra, excellent.
It's not a recording, by the way. Someone's just listening in.
Oh, okay. I don't want to record it either.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. I think it is recorded, as a matter of fact. Fine. If I make any mistakes, they'll expunge them. Okay. So that's that. But the backstory for this is that this Shabbat HaGadol Rosh of Tavshin Samach Tes 8 years ago was the Shabbat Shever Brachos for my daughter Shira, hence Halel Shel Shira, and her husband's name is David. So that was the at that point in time 8 years ago was very much on point, and we are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a very beautiful event at the time. Now Baruch Hashem, they've been blessed with 4 children since then. In these 8 years, one very recently, and we're very, very grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the brachos that he showers upon us. With this background, we're ready to start the shiur. Okay, let us begin in a little bit of a not. I mean, obviously, we have to talk about Pesach. That's the main theme, but we have to start from the other side. Start from the other way, which is Magen Avraham, source number 4. Very interesting. Fascinating question. Number 4. It's in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. In Bol Lebeis HaKnes in Samach LaHalel Yikra Halel Tchila Matibah V'Hachakach Yisfal. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I hope you never come late, but if you ever do come late, you're supposed to say Halel with the rest of the community immediately. And then you dive in later. There are reasons for this. One of the reasons is I was not sure if you make a bracha on Halel Rosh Chodesh, and some say only if it's betzibur, not betzibur. That's one reason. Perhaps it's better to say with a tzibur, we'll see momentarily. The Efshe says the Magen Avraham, Shu Omer Pesukei Dezimra. Here's the expression: Mutal Lahafsek B'Yemsa Likro Halel Lematzibur. Logar Mizmor Mishemosifim B'Shabbes. Same as Shabbos, we're going to add Lam Naseach and a few other program of Tillin. So here also the program of Tillin. Miu Niuli. Says Magen Avraham, the Oslo Yevarech Ala Halal Lo Betchila Lo Besof. Why not? Kevin Shama Baruch Shama Vishtabach Im Ken Heich Yevarech Beis Pum. I like that. You believe it? The Baruch Shama is going to double as the bracha before Halal. Yishtabach will double as the bracha after Halal. V'chayotzei Bazek Kosuv HaGodas Pesach. What does that mean? Not completely clear. V'chein davka b'hala de Rosh Chodesh yasekein kevin d'habe poskim shlo levarech. So therefore, you can get away with the Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. Some say you don't make a Baruch at all. Av v'yomim ha'shegomim ha'halel lo yomar also b'emtzav suka d'zim because you can't make a Baruch. That's it. In addition, when they say full halel, there's no consideration of the idea that you should do it better, do a betzibur, in order to have a better chance that the bracha is appropriate. Because you certainly make a bracha on days you go over Sahala. The idea of betzibur obviously wouldn't be realized in such a case. Atkan, Magen Avraham, source number 4. Let's take a step backwards and then talk between ourselves as friends. In source 5, Omer Baruch Shama Konam Sukkah Dezimba Yishtabach Le'achareya. 6, Shevach Zat Tignu Anshe Knes Agdola. Whoa, where do you find that? Where's the source for this? Where is the source for this? Where? So the Shulchan Aruch says in 7, and for Eschilo Atzibur Yotze, Vein Shalos Tama Pesuk of the Zimra Afila Bedilu, Iko Kriyash Mevichoseim Atzibur V'Yisval Imohem, V'Chakaf Iko Kol Pesuk of the Zimra V'Lo Brocha Shalafneim, V'Lo Shalachareim. Look at that. The Shulchan Aruch says so. That means that you basically skip Baruch Hashem V'Yishtabach. Source 8, Shara Meinen Masik Magan Avram B'Siv Kotten Gimel Demut Olanas Afil Mem Tzav Birchas Baruch Shem. Why? Or Yishtabach, why? Kevan Shal Huzku Abrocha Zu B'Gemara. What's going on? He's suggesting that these brachas, the Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, are not found anywhere in Shas, which they're not. You won't find them anywhere. Nowhere. That's a slight overstatement. Where do you find Yishtabach? Anyone know? Birchas Hashir, correct. Birchas Hashir, which is relevant for the coast, the last coast of the Arba Kosos, what we say at the end, we say Yishtabach, many of us. But on a daily basis, you will not find it anywhere in Talmud Bavli. What am I hinting at? Guys, come on, you should know this. Yishami. What does this Yishami supposedly say? Anyone know? There's a supposed Yerushalmi, which doesn't really exist either. Hasach ben Yishtabach liyotze, averi hi biyado, v'choz rolam me'orchi ha'melchoma. It's quoted in Yerushalmi, but the Yishan doesn't exist. If you look in the footnotes on the side of the Shulta Giborim, it quotes in the Brachas, on the side it says, it doesn't exist. So the truth is, there's really no source for this whole thing. Yes?
Just to clarify, is he saying that
if
you skip Rosh Hashanah and
Yishtabach,
when we become like
Yeshu,
and
we're
that
halal? No. Not halal. You want to say Yotzer Or with the Tzibur. All right? You have no time. It's prioritize. Triage. More important to say Krishna and the Baruchas with the Tzibur and Davening Shemon Esrei. Even though it's going to cost you, you will not be able to say Baruch Hashanah and Yishtabach afterwards. Okay. Seems to me that the likelihood is that Baruch Hashem and Yishtabach are not found in the Gemara, and they're not redeemed in the Gemara. True, the source 9, the Mishnah of Yaakov disagrees and proves that Baruch Hashem and Yishtabach are takona kaduma me tanoim, better than be yechidus, as opposed to skipping Baruch Hashem and Yishtabach. How do you like that? It's a fight in priorities. Since I think the halacha lemaisa, we probably follow the, I don't know who we follow, but. It's hard to know, to prioritize. It seems to me, I tell this to people who have shuls, where the people are either Bali Tshuva, they have no patience. And, yeah. You know what? Say brachas in the morning, you know, the regular brachas I found in the Gemara, and skip to Yotzer Or. Not for you, Chas V'Shalom, but for people who are just beginners, we'll call it. Beginner service. Start, skip, you know, say the brachas in the morning, you know, Netilas Yadayim, all the way till Lama Yisroel. And the next thing out of your mouth should be Yotzer Or. Medina de Gemara. I'm not saying again, I shouldn't say anything. Home Matila David B'chol Yom. And we'll see if there's any Pesukah that's in the Halalukas B'chol Yom. It's all beautiful in Yonim, but absolute obligations, the Pshuto, they don't exist. Fine. Reb Chaim of Brisk is quoted in the Brisker Haggadah. He says no. Disagrees with the Magen Avraham. You know how Brisker speak. Tzvei dinim. Hallel that we say, and Pesuk Dizimer that we say, are two separate dinim. Two different dinim completely. Why? What are Pesuk Dizimer? Pesuk Dizimer, as Rashi puts them in the Sechta Brachas, is Pesuk Shevach V'Tanchumim. Kriyas Psuke Tehillim Uvishirei David Avdecha. As a matter of fact, Psuke Tehillim by definition is Biachidus. The Rambam says that Tefillah B'tzibur starts when? With the Kaddish after Yishtabach. Till then, you know, in some yeshivas you don't hear anything until Yishtabach. Zip. They're just talking to themselves. They're right, technically. The Rambam, there's nothing to say before before you get to the Kaddish after Yishtabach. So Pesuk of the Zimmer says Reb Chaim of Brisk is fundamentally a personal obligation, same Pesukim of Tillim. But Hallel, no, Hallel is not just saying Pesukim of Tillim, for the proof is then Hallel we repeat and Hallel we skip, right? Hallel we repeat, we know certain Pesukim are repeated, we know Otcha Ki Ani Sani, etc., etc. And its primary idea of Hallel is Betzibur. Who said so? Source number 10. Shah Shal Yisroel and Ayam, that's my name, Loma Shira. How do you say Shira? Godel HaMakri El Hallel V'Heinon Anach of Rosh Prokim. The idea of Shira of Hallel is what's called Aniyah V'Amira. There's a responsive Kriya V'Aniyah. If that's the case, even a day's your gomer as a hallel, you have to make a bracha without any question. You should say the bracha on hallel in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, because Baruch Shem and Yishtabach will not cover you. Will not cover you. Ad kan Reb Chaim, quoting the Brisker Agada, disagreeing with the Magen Avraham. So far, so good. Once we quote the father, let's quote the son. The Brisker Rav. The Brisker is more accessible to you if you don't have the Brisker Agada. It's found in the Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah. Hallel itself has two dinim. Hallel on Chanukah and Yom Tov is what's called Hallel Shel Kriya. You can't skip, you can't talk in between. The Tosefta says in Menachos, Suke Hallel, Ma'akvin Zeh. Gentlemen, there should be some more sources somewhere. Yeah, okay. Suke Hallel, Ma'akvin Zeh. That's very nice. However, on Pesach night and Shechitas Korban Pesach, the Hallel Shel Shira. Oh, let's see the title. Hallel Shel Shira. A quarter of Haigon, which we'll get to later on. There's no bracha made on Hallel Shel Shira. None. Interestingly, in describing why there's no bracha, why there's no bracha, the Mordechai says, because you're mafsikin b'yemtza. Right? You have the meal in the middle. How can you make a bracha if you're mafsikin in the middle? The Brisker Rav suggests that's not an independent answer. The fact that you're mafsikin b'yemtza indicates that it's not a halal shel kriya, it's a halal shel shira. You can't stop in the middle of a recitation. It's a song. Songs can stop. That's the pshat. Does anyone disagree? Yes. Source 13, the top of the second page, is a lengthy source, only lengthy source in the whole page here. Comes in the Ramban. Let's read a little bit. Can't read the whole thing. Kibalti, from his Rebbe's Rebbe, Halal b'leleb sakam ton bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzosu v'sivanu, ligmor asahalo. We say ligro, but when they had full, they said ligmor. Do you still say that ligmor, Ike? So Adot Mizrach is still saying Ligmar. Arrived from Rishalmi. And the Golden Quarter of Tzemach Zal, and the Vorachin Allah Mesha Cholkin also. Cholkin also. Right? So that they, because they split it. Seems to be an independent reason, nothing to do with Halal Shel Shira. And he disagrees with them. Says there is. Now, Reb Chaim's Raya, that Halal, all Halal is Halal Shel Shira, is in the Gemara and Sota Daf Lamed, source number 10. But it's not so simple. That's talking about Shira Sayam. Oz Yosher Moshe. Shira, of course, by definition, Shira Sayam is Shira. Oz Yosher Moshe. Can't be more clear than that. But according to what Reb Chaim's son, Reb Velvel, said, Riskarov, Lushimor and Rizal Levi, it would appear that the Hallel that we say on Chanukah and on Sukkot is not Shira. Had it been Shira, we wouldn't make a bracha according to Reb Haigam. It's Kriya. It's machlokas, the father and the son. What is the act, the typical hallel? Is it kriya or is it shira? Interesting. Well, it could be that according to the poskim, we do kriya and aniya all hallows, right? Hodel Hashem Ki Tov, Yom Ha'Nei Yisrael, all the time. But it could be that really it should only be done, it must be done only in Halal Shel Shira, which we'll say is Pesach night, the Seder, but we just do it, Mishum Lo Plug, we don't know. The truth is that the idea that we find that Reb Chaim is correct is a concept of Halal Shel Shira beyond Pesach night. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brura, take a look over here, it's source number 15. In Bola Beis HaKnesses Samach LaHalal Yikra Tchila Halal LeMatzibur V'Chakach Yisfalal Tov Peches, not Echos Rosh Chodesh, that's Echos Pesach. All the halals are found. So what halal you say in Shul and Pesach in the morning? So what do you see? That the Mishnah Brura seems to be working with an assumption that halal and Yontav morning has a din of halal and Betzibur, and Shidavka say Betzibur. The Magen Avraham might disagree. Oh. According to Reb Chaim, disagreeing with the Magen Avraham, halal of Chanukah and Yontav is also din Shira. And we paskin halacha lemaisa rabosai, that you make a bracha on a halal shel shira. So Reb Chaim understands that right from the Gemara Sota is appropriate. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Brura himself, in those number 17, says, "V'nogu kein behodu v'lo b'ah." Talking about what you say. The behodu, who says hodu, Achaim tells others to do it. And Kotzvach Ronim. Klar, so right to Reb Chaim, if Aniyah v'Amira is an indication of Shira, which is exactly Reb Chaim's right from the Gemara and Sota, so you get the impression that every halal is halal shel Shira, not only the halal of Seder night, as the Bris Kerov would have it, based on the fact that the fear of Haigon, there's no bracha Pesach night, and there is a bracha the other times. According to Reb Chaim, you get an impression that every halal is a halal shel Shira, and we pass on halacha lemaisa, you make a bracha on halal shel Shira against Reb Chaim. Okay, fine. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Take a look over here in 16. B'leil rishon shel Pesach gomer min halal b'tzibur b'ne'ima b'bracha tchila b'sof. V'chein b'leil sheni in Golos. This is in Shul. Ramah v'chol zeh ein anu nog in Kain. Ki ein anu omrim belayla v'beis haknesses halal klal. By a show of hands, were you daven Pesach night, if you remember from last year, who said halal in that shul? Raise your hand. Who did not say halal? Raise your hand. Okay, so it seems that the majority view now, believe it or not, is to follow Maran Bet Yosef against the Ramah. Now, of course, those who come from Edot HaMizrach, that's a no-brainer. But most of these people in the room, I think, are from Ashkenaz. And despite that fact, we're saying halal and shul Pesach night. I grew up in the youngest of Kew Garden Hills, where they say halal Pesach night. In my shul, they say halal Pesach night. He's young as your shul. He's not shtiblach. Not even nusach tzfar. Livat tzfar. Edot mizrach. How did this happen? Let's discuss it a little bit. Let's discuss it. Shulchan Aruch got it from a Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim, which is quoted by the Ramban, and the sixth line, he says as follows: Shmona asa yamim v'layla echad yochad gomer v'osahalom ve'elhein shmona simichanika atzeres sukkos atzeres and the shel pesach v'leilo and at night as well. U'mitzah ben amufcha, continues the Ramban, this is the seventh line from the top, likos halal b'shtei leilo shel goles b'beis haknesses. How do you like that? Klar! The Mechab is an offering of Maseches Sofrim. Now, Maseches Sofrim is not part of Shas proper, let's be honest, let's be real. But it's usually authoritative. Tosfos says in many places we found Maseches Sofrim, even if it's against Shas. Here, where there's a lacuna in Shas, doesn't say. So certainly we should follow the Maseches Sofrim. That's the source for the Mechaber Maran Beit Yosef. Fine? That's what it says. Klar. You see from here, Derech Agav, that all of the Hallels are to be said, B'Pshuto, what's called over here, b'ne'ima, get a writer of Chaim, that all the halals are halal shel shira. Otherwise, you can say it like a litvak. You just say it in a monotone. It's kriya sepsukim. Even if you got to sing. Kosher tried to mesech himself that not only the halal Pesach night is you should be singing. Should be singing all the halal. That's a simple breed of the Mesech HaSofrim. That's Pashup Shat. So why is Leil Pesach mentioned separately? Because of the Chiddush that we say it twice. Once in Shul and once at the Seder. But with respect to everything else, the Bracha and the Ne'ima, Leil Pesach is exactly the same as Chanukah, as it says in Mesech HaSofrim, the same as all the Yom Tovim. Oh. Question is, the Ramban asks Akasha, V'yim Tomar, here it's in brackets, V'yim Tomar, Hobe Gemara V'ilan, oh, the Mesech HaSof is against Shas, of a problem. Perek Ein Neirochen, the Fyudim and Alvin, Sef the Erechin, it quotes of Shimon Ben Yotzadok, the same name, Shimon Ben Yotzadok, Shmona Esa Yom, Yochad Gomer Sahalel, V'lo Kotoni Laila Shol Pesach, oh, Shas Babi is against the Mesech HaSof, right to the Ramah, Minig Ashkenaz, Ramban says, Zu ain't a Torah. It's not true. Can't be. Why not? To hold some halal shall see us matzahs lokotoni. That's a klor, that's a Mishnah. You say halal when you make the matzahs, being the Korban Pesach. Teda. To hold money namish shebeshkitas psochim. The tani lubamasnis and osam. The Mishnah itself says beferish that you say halal when you shech the Korban Pesach. Finish. So they're discussing Yomim from the Mishnah Sukkah, and Erechin. You can't bring a riot, you don't do it from the fact that it's omitted in Masechta Erechin, because they're not discussing the halal at night. Okay. The Rambam is always the greatest source. You'll find that there's not a single Rambam on this sort of Marmachos. You know why? There's actually one. There's one. Source number 11. Lohal Shulchanika Bilvad, Hu Shemidivre Sofim. And there are 18 of them. And he tells you that they are 8 days of Sukkot and 8 days of Chanukah and the first day of Pesach and Shavuos. That's it. The end. So the rabbi just answers, wait, maybe it's an Esti B'Divrei Kabbalah Hashir Yeh Lachem Kolel Eskad Hashchag. So there's an implication that maybe it's a higher level. Nowhere does the Rambam ever quote an idea of saying halal in shul at the Seder. He does quote halal in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah at the Seder table. That he does quote. But he never quotes, I say halal in shul. So notwithstanding Maran Bet Yosef, who says he should, in the Rambam, it's not found. So there are those who say, he got it like the Ramban, like the V'yim Tomar. Since it's not found in Erech and Daf Yud, the Rambam felt that Masech HaSof, Mishaloka Halacha. That's what Rav Zsolti writes in the Seder of Mishnah Siavitz, to defend Shitas her Rambam. Okay? Fine. Interestingly, the source of the Ravid is the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara quotes that pasuk of Hashir Lechem Kolel Eskan Eshchag. And of course, the question is, the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah is called the Rambam. It's a smach v'dimyon. A smach v'dimyon. The Pashra Masech HaSofrim is like the Ravid. The Hal and the Chanukah is b'ne'ima. B'ne'ima. Right? It says so. The Rambam left it out. Paskins against the Masech HaSofrim. Oh. But now we come. This is the first half of the Shia, was just the background. We have to get to a bottom line. L'maisa. You should say halal in shul, or you shouldn't. So the first answer is you do whatever they do in your shul. That means you can't demonstratively go against the shul. I'm not sure about this. Shouldn't walk out if they're saying halal. You don't want to say halal? Good. So take a sefer. You know, take a learner. Who wants to know if it's a siddur, is it a chumash, is it a haggadah? Don't walk out. It's not right to walk out. On the other hand, if the shul does not say halal, don't start banging. Okay, bang a table. Now we're going to say halal. Can't do that. It's true in some shuls they have a pshara. They say Aleinu whenever it's a skidyontif, and those who want to stay behind say halal afterwards. Okay, if that's what the rabbi wants to do as a pshara, he wants to make shalom, that's his right. in the shul that say halal, we say it right after Shmon Esrei, before the Kaddish Skabel, which is a minute, I assume in your shul as well. That's what we do in our shul, and most shuls do it that way. Fine. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why aren't we worried about Bracha Levatolam? As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Siyavit says the reason why the Ramos says no Bracha here in source number 16, he's afraid of Bracha Levatolam. We had Rav Haigon said there's no Bracha on Halal Shel Shira. That's why we don't do it. Okay? So you go to the Chiyav. The whole reason to do it in Shul, because you can't make a Bracha at night because you're mafsik. The only way they have to make it without a hefsik is to do it in Shul, so you can make a Bracha. But he says we don't make a Bracha at all because you're holding Rav Haigon. That's Rav Zsolti's Alex's Pshat in this Ramah. If that's the case, I'm speaking for yourself. When I get up there, halal, and I say that Asher Kedusham Mitzvos from the course of halal in Shul on this coming Monday and Tuesday night, I'm taking a big chance on a Bracha Levatolah. Because according to Rav Zsolti, there are more saying it's a Bracha Levatolah, based on Rav Haigon, the Bracha on Halal Shel Shira. I'm risk averse by nature. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm risking a Bracha Levatolah. What am I going to do? The shul's making to say, how about a bracha? I mean, I could just fudge it, you know. I'm the rabbi of the shul, I could probably fudge it. Once in a while, I do these things. Rarely, but there are a few times of the year when I'm fudging things. I'm not exactly saying what everyone else is saying. Those who've been my shurim, I said a slightly different text of Kol Nidre, and so a few other things that I say a little bit differently. But here, you know, it's a little bit of a problem. Plus, my family minhag was always to say halal with a bracha. But if I'm a brisker, and the brisker Rav says, the Rav Haigon says it's halal shoshir, is no bracha, and Rav Zsolti says that that's the reason for the Ramah, I get a little bit nervous. The answer is that we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it's true that there were those who claimed gonin, that there's no bracha on halal at the Seder because it's a hefsek, cholken also, but not the way the brisker Rav understood. That's not cholken also as such, but that's just a proof that it's halal shel shira. No, cholken also is cholken also. So if I say halal shel shira and shul Pesach night, I can say a bracha because we're not cholken also. That's how Rov Rishoni Ashkenaz learned. There's no bracha on halal in his house. It's a mafsik besuda. They learn a kipshuto. Who proves that I'm right? I wouldn't take it on my own to prove that the brisker Rav is wrong. I have to be a big man. You know where you find it? Have you ever Rabbi Elu David? I'm psachim. Put it Rabbi Shoshana, right? Rabbi Shoshana, one of the great magim of these days. He proves that most rishonim of Ashkenaz at least hold that you can say a bracha on halal shel shira. And we don't say a bracha on Seder night for the technical reason there's a hefsek in between. Who does he quote there in the footnote? Tosfos, Dor HaZeruah, and many others. So we paskin like Rov Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's the Pasha Pshat. Oh. But we can go further than that. The last source is source number 19. The Bir Agra. Okay. He's going on the words of the Ramah, which says, "Kol ze ein anu nogim kein." Why not? Kilo nitkan lebekiyim kimo shekasev betosefta peregbashu lepsochem b'nei ha'ir shein lehem mishi kolem es ha'halel holchen lebeis ha'knesses v'korin peregvishen v'holchen v'holchen v'shosin v'chosin v'bov v'gomen es kulo v'miyev shalem kein gomen es kulo k'nashu v'shami hanal Shom, v'shom, im shmo b'beis haKnesses yotza. The Gra says that the whole reason that they had instituted say halal with the bracha in shul because the people were einam b'kiyim. And nowadays, kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevodim, kulanu yodim esatara. So we all know we don't need any, we can all read, and therefore there's no need for us Ashkenazim to do it. Okay. Okay, that's a very big kiddush. If this is the case, something very interesting comes out. The Rambam agrees to the Shulchan Aruch that you can make a bracha on Halal Shel Shira. Otherwise, how can you do it for Ein Bekiyim? The Rambam says, without Bekiyim, we'd rather not say Halal and Shul, to postpone the Halal until the Seder. Why? Why Dafka postpone the Halal till the Seder? The answer is very simple. Very simple. Very simple. We want to have these things be fulfilled at the same time, the mitzvah of Halal and the rest of the mitzvah of the Seder. There's a Yerushalmi. Not sure if it's found over here. Could be not found in the Maran Bekomis. I'll read you the Yerushalmi verbatim from Masechta Pesachim. Ma'ol ishtoson bekerech echad. What does that mean? To drink all four cups of wine at the same time. The Bavli talks about it as well. The Bavli says different yourselves, what the yotz, what you're not yotz. Ants, Yerushalmi, min ma de om Rav Yochanan, halel, im shomon bebeis ha-kneses, yotzah. The fact that you can be yotze halel and shul indicates you can fulfill the mitzvah of abakosus in one shot. Finished the Yerushalmi. Hada amra, afil ishtom bevekerach echad, yotza. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? There's a sefer called the Damesek Eliezer, a super commentator on the Bi'ur HaGro. He makes the following comparison. Chazal were metaken things in a particular order. They were metaken four cups of wine for four different brachas: Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Halal. The Yerushalmi says, if you decided to drink all four cups at once, you're saying anyway. So obviously the order is not makif for the Yavit. By the same token, the Yerushalmi holds that Chazal metaken Halal in conjunction with the Seder. The first part, first two chapters of Halal, right after the Magid, before the Bracha Gol Yisrael, and the rest afterwards, before Birkas Hashir. But the same way as if you drank the four cups, not in the place in the manner prescribed by Chazal, you're still Yotze, even if that's not perfectly ideal. So too, you say Halal and Shul, but it's not the right time exactly, it can also be Yotze. So Chazal and the Yerushalmi learned the other way around. From the fact that you give Yotze and Shul, it's not the prescribed time and place, so too, you could be Yotze all four cups of wine at once, even though it's not the prescribed time and place. Says the Masech Eliezer, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says in Masech the Brachas, a person drinks four cups of wine with Asachas, Yidei Dalet Kosos, Lo Yotza. If that's the case, say Halal and Shul, Lo Yotza. Wow. Now, back to the Brisker Rav. He's our hero today. First we have the Brisker Rav on Hilchos Chanukah. Now, Brisker Rav and Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, they're both found in the Sefer on the Rambam. The Brisker Rav explains, based on Girsas HaRambam and the Rif, that there are two separate obligations of Abakosis. One is Abakosis, as we said before, in conjunction with Kiddush, Haggadah, benching and Halal, see the Brach HaLakos, that we make Kiddush every Friday night. There's an additional halacha of Yidei Cheirus. What do they cheres mean? Pursue my nisa to demonstrate that we're free. Drinking four cups of wine demonstrates that we're free. And the Brisker Rav says, if a person drank all four cups of wine, he's yotze yedei cheres, but he's not yotze yedei abakosis. If that's the case when it comes to halal, we should say exactly the same thing. If there are tzvei dinim, as the Briskers like to call it, with respect to abakosis, and the Yerushalmi compares Halal to Abakosis, there were also Tzvei Dinin. This Halal is an independent Din of Halal. And in this Halal, Al Seder HaGoda. Two prokim right before Gal Yisrael, and the rest before Birchas Hashir. So the person will say Halal and Shul, we could argue, Yidei, how should we say it nicely? Yidei Halal Yotza, Yidei Halal Al Seder HaGoda, Lo Yotza. That's what should emerge according to the analysis of the Brisker Rav. Oh, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we're talking about somebody who doesn't know. The Rishon is referring to a case where you didn't say halal in the house. You didn't say halal in the house, so you are comparable to someone who drank four cups of wine in a row. Never associated the wine with the Kiddush, maybe he did with one of them, but with three of the following four: Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Halal. He had a four once, even if he had it once with one of those, but the other three were left out. Maybe all four left out. So a guy who says Halal and Shul and doesn't say Halal again at the Seder table is like that kind of a guy. That's exactly the comparison of the Yerushalmi. But what will happen if he went and said Halal again at home? So he has everything. He has everything. He has halal with a bracha and shul b'ne'ima, gavaldik. And he has halal, if you will, al seder ha-kosos, al seder ha-agada, when he gets home. That should be the best thing. As a matter of fact, that's what I do. That's what Maran Bet Yosef does. That's what Masechah Sofrim does. So the question becomes, if it's such a good idea, why do the Ramah not like it? Again, Rav Zsolti is correct. Ramah didn't like it. What about a bracha levatalah? And I'm very worried too. But I'm going to follow Rav Shoshana. I'm not worried about bracha levatalah because Rav Chachmi Ashkenaz say you make a bracha on it, even if it's called halal shul shiur, it doesn't matter. You still make a bracha, as we try to prove from Rav Chaim, and we said before. So why the Ramah say not to follow the Shulchan Aruch? So the answer is, it's better to have what we call the halal of, we'll call it derecheirus of v'ne'ima in shul, to make a bracha on it, to have more ne'ima on it, and the amira on it, and singing and all that stuff. That's the preferred way to do it. Preferred way. It's the preferred way, even for bekiyim. And don't tell me that the mechaber holds that once they instituted for ein bekiyim in the old days, as we saw in the Vilna Gaon, it remains that way. Why can't the Mechaba hold that way? Where do you find the case of Gama? Kiddush, exactly. Kiddush and Shul, we still make it in our Shul for Ein and Bekim. But the Rav Mechaba was very much against it. You can't, we now have all Bekim. So if he only was worried about Bekim, if Ein and Bekim, he would have cut it out in Shul today as well. So the Rav Mechaba, can I use the expression? He bifurcates. We didn't have halal shul derecheirus with the imam, with a bracha, with a tzibur that's fulfilled in shul, and the halal al seder hakosus al seder, the second and the fourth cup, that's fulfilled in your house. It's such a great idea. Why did the Ramah not go for it? Why did the Ramah not go for it? It's a beautiful idea. The answer is that the Ramah held, we prefer having both kiyumim at once. For example, let's give you an example. The poskim say we have a din of kriyashma. Kriyashma is a din mitzvah d'oraisa. There's also an inyan what we call kriyashma al seder abrochos. So the Rishonim say it's preferred to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyashma al seder abrochos, as opposed to saying kriyashma when you wake up in the morning. You go daven some shul, daven late, they missed his man, and you'll say kriya shma then with the brachos. That's not ideal. You're supposed to fulfill the kriya shma daraisa, I'll say the brachos. Here too, you want to fulfill the halal, which may even be a daraisa, Pesach night, potentially. I'll get to it perhaps in a minute, why. I'll say the kosos. That's the Ramoshi. But if that's the case, Rabbosai, I don't have nothing to fear. There's no bracha levatol over here. I'm scared of bracha levatal. That's what I'm scared about. I know what, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. If I'm right, it's even potentially possible that someone who is not in shul should make the bracha even himself. Say the bracha, howl with the bracha first, and then sit down to the seder. The kafachayim passes that way. I don't know if you follow that lemaisa. Because you want to be able to say it with a bracha. I'm not convinced the mechaba holds that way. Not convinced. Because it could be that the mechaba only holds the way he says, if you're doing it in shul, b'ne'ima, then the woman talking that way, kriya v'aniya, right? Because that woman has the mezuzah in his house. Ne'ima, shira, rovam, you don't have it in your house too often. But if your private place, I'm not convinced we should follow the kafachai. But now, just in conclusion, I'll discuss with you very briefly. I made a statement that maybe halal might even be d'oraisa. How can halal be d'oraisa? Pesach might halal d'oraisa. How's it possible? Listen carefully to this. We'll end with this. I will start again with a family tidbit. I have a son, Avram. Some of you may know him. His birthday was this week. Actually, he did me a tremendous favor. His bris was an Erev Pesach. Didn't have to make a scene of that year. Okay. So if you understand, if you're born on the seventh day of Nisan, your bar mitzvah is not the most opportune time. It's Shabbos HaGadol. We made a... Luckily, that year, Pesach was on Shabbos, so we were able to make the Suda Thursday night. You know, people still came out because it was before Shabbos HaGadol, and he gave the following drasha, which I'll end this year, and it ties into Halal a little bit. Reb Chaim of Brisk was bothered by a question. Why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah, in the 613? Not one of the 613. Now I'll give you three answers. The simplest answer of all is given by the Tzlach. The Torah never tells you to do it. So the man tisko koyom echayecha. It's not found in an expression of commandment. That's the pre-brisk answer. Reb Chaim Bizignuso, when he developed the brisker method, said a very beautiful lamdash answer. It's part of the mitzvah of Krishna. According to the Rambam, all three parshas are included in Krishna. Good. Reb Chaim Bitziruso had a sharp answer. My Rebbe, in his Yartzeit Shurim, the very first page has this answer. Reb Chaim said, we say in the Haggadah, everyone knows that Haggadah, you know, pretty well. It's also Mishnah Brachos. Do you say, are we mask Yetzirah Mitzrayim Balelos? So Ben Zoma says, yes. Why? Yimecha Yecha Yomim, Ko Yimecha Yecha Halelos. The Chachamim Omrim, finish the sentence, guys. According to Ben Zoma, it's not true. We're not going to have this Zechir or Sitzias Mitzrayim in Mosa Mashiach. Why not? Famous Gemara, that's a world famous Gemara, which my son dramatized so beautifully when it's by Mitzvah Drosha. Soros Achronos Meshachas is a Rishonos, one of the end of the first book of Brochus. The guy first meets a bear, then he meets a lion, meets a snake. So Reb Chaim said, it's not a mitzvah forever. The Rambam counts in 613, mitzvah should last forever. Mitzvah is not going to last forever, because when Mashiach is going to come, it's not going to exist anymore. So this is mamish the first page of my Rebbe Sefer in the Yartzeit, the page number one. Page number one. Great. However, there's a problem. The Rambam does count in 613 the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Torah Sachronos, Meshachas and Rishonos. This question is raised by Rav Yitzchok Hutner Zatzal and his Pachad Yitzchok. little out of character for that, that sefer. It's more in the Machshava, but this is yes, it's a halacha question against Reb Chaim of Brisk. It's an amazing answer based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, and I quote, Perek Ches in the Chos Chametz Matzah, V'chol dor v'dor chayav odom laharos es atzmo kilu yotza ato mi Mitzrayim. Now, right now, says Rav Hutner, all year long we say Tzoros Achronos Meshachas and Serishonos. The fact that we got out of the Shiva that we're in now with the big amazing Nisim of Mashiach coming, that will make us forget about the Nisim of Mitzrayim. But on Seder night, that night, we get out of Mitzrayim, Yotza'ata. So Mashiach is loose. Mashiach happened last year, the year before. What a fancy answer given by Rav Hutner. Oh. On this basis, I want to answer Akasha and the Rambam. The Rambam is a stira. The Rambam counts only five mitzvahs asei shezman gerama that women are chayavim. What are they? Anyone know what they are? Kiddush, Korban Pesach, Matzah, Hallel, well, Hakel rather, and Simchas Yontif. He does not mention Sivri Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the footnote of the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzchas Chinuch, they ask, but in his Sefer Mitzvahs, out of the 248 mitzvahs that we exist, which is to say, we can only do 60, and women are potter from 14 of them, and he doesn't mention this, implying that women are really chayiv. So which one is it? Are they chayiv or are they potter? So one answer can be given, sure, they're chayiv. You know why? It's not a mitzvah sensation, it's man grama. What do you mean? No. It's a mitzvah kiliyotza ata mi Mitzrayim. Right now. When it happens, it happens. It's not Zman Grama. Whenever it happens, it happens. That would be a possibly sharp answer to answer this theorem. This being the case, we come to my conclusion as follows. I'm almost finished. Is Hallel, what kind of status does Hallel have? So, the Gemara has a Masechta Megillah that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. You know, they didn't make anything new except for Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. Fruition Gemara. Mikra Megillah. Why? Mi Avdus Lecheiros Armu Shira. Mi Bavas Lechayim Lekolshke. Avdus, says Rashi, Shira Sayam. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We don't say Hallel Shira Sayam. We say Hefal. Hefal is only a minute. You say a bracha on Shira Shel Pesach? Hallel by you? No, it's a minute. Why not? Good question. So the Taz says, "My Sayyodai Tovim Bayam Ve'atem Omim Shira," based upon a source in the Medrash. The Medrash. Either Gemara and Erechin has a different answer, because it's not a different korban every day. So the Rachmonim say that two mechayvim mahalal. Halal mechayvim yomtiv. Every yomtiv requires halal. Sukkos every single day is a new yomtiv. Pesach is all one yomtiv. But what about the nes? Chanukah is a nes mechayv halal. The answer is no. My sayyod I told him bayam. Avakash. There's no bigger Tovim Bayam than Makas Bechoros. We say Hallel Seder night. We should say again, Mai Seyodai Mason B'Makas Bechoros V'Yatim Rav Mashirah. I answer this follows. The Chasam Sofer says, based on that Gemara Masechta Megillah, that Hallel is the rice. Hallel and Chanukah is the rice. Why? Based in the Gemara, whenever there's a miracle, right, we were saved, so you have to say Hallel Neses Daraisa. Hallel Neses Daraisa. Chanukah is an example he gives. The Netziv says that the Chasam Sofer, he calls them Hagoyin Atzadik Chasam Sofer, is wrong. Why is he wrong? That the only time Hal is the Raisa is B'shas HaNes. The proof, you bring a proof from Shira Sayam, Oz Yoshe Moshe. B'shas HaNes, that's the Raisa. Every subsequent year is with the Rabbanim. When the Gemara said that 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is wouldn't end except for this, if it's a smach in the Torah, it's the Raisa, B'shas HaNes, they can add it subsequent years with the Rabbanim. But if there's no smach in the Torah, it would be a Shav Bal Tosa. Oh, if that's the case, with the following suggestion. I found it in the Sefer Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Brisk Rav and the Chazon Ish, like this. We say Hallel not because of the Nisim of 3,000 something years ago. No, we wouldn't do that. Master Tov Bayam. We say it because the nays happened now. That's true only say tonight. You have to see yourself as if you got out of Mitzrayim. That's not true on Shvi'ish HaPesach. So Shvi'ish HaPesach, there's no Halal Shalom. And say tonight there is. The Emek Brocha says so. And that's Pshat in the Haggadah. What do we say? V'noma lefon of Shira Chadosh Aleluka. What's Shira Chadosh? It's an Alta Maisa. It's an old story. He says, no. It's a Shira Chadosh, it happened right now. And we understand. Chazal were not matakan halal the Rabbanim when people are tovim bayam, when they're dog of Makas Bechoros. But say tonight, it's not a takan, it's a chashalav adoraisa. Halal say tonight can actually be doraisa. Doraisa. We're not going to knock out a chachiv doraisa of Masir tovim bayam. So Shvi'i Shabbat is the Rabbanim, because it's not bechol dor kil yotza. On Shri Yishol Pesach, and therefore we knock it out. But say tonight could be a Doraisa, so we say it despite the fact that it was Makas Bechoros on that. Rabosai, my time is up. We tasted a little bit of the beauty of the discussion of Halal Shal Shira, and Shirei David, Psuga Zimra, Halal Yontif, Halal Say tonight, Halal at the table, Halal in Shul, Halal might even be a the Oraisa, we should be Zocha very quickly to Benisan Asidun Ligo, at which time there will be an additional Halal, the Halal which is found explicitly in the Mishnah, the Halal which will be said when we bring in the Korban Pesach, the Mehera B'Yameinu Amen. Chakosha V'Sameach to everybody.